Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor is a brain scientist who studied her own brain while she was having a stroke. She works now to raise awareness about brain health. Her latest project is a public arts display in Bloomington featuring, of course, brains.
We're blooming brains, tons of brains in Bloomington. You know, it's beautiful.
It's similar to the cows in Chicago, dolphins in Atlanta, and pigs in Cincinnati. But as WFIU Sarah Whitmire reports, this may be the first time an anatomically correct organ has ever been on parade.
In a crowded gymnasium with hundreds of people, it's not difficult to find Jill Bolte Taylor.
Brains, brains, brains. You gotta love them!
This is a big day for the Harvard-trained brain scientist.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brain Extravaganza! Woo!
Bolte Taylor is standing on the bleachers in the gymnasium looking over a field of colorful fiberglass brains and a crowd gathered to see them unveiled.
It's really about me going out on a limb and saying, how can I bring brains into the world in a fun and interesting way where people can say brains are cool? So today we all say together, brains are cool.
Bolte Taylor has been involved in the whole process. You can call it her brainchild. She came up with the idea, worked to develop the prototype, selected the artist, and even designed one of the brains herself. Her creation is the teaching brain. She has to get down on the floor and underneath the brain to show off its features.
Down here are all the 12 pairs of the cranial nerves. So up in here, for example, cranial nerve number one goes to cranial nerve number one. It's olfactory, and this is how we smell. We smell because of that. So this way people can learn their 12 pairs of cranial nerves and realize that, oh, I can smell because I have a group of cells in my brain that does that.
When Jill Bolte Taylor calls and says, I've got an idea for you, well, then you want to hear it.
That's Bloomington's arts director, Maya Michelson.
You know, there's just no telling. And when she first shared it, it was like, oh, my gosh, this could really be something.
Each of the 22 brains is as unique as the artist who designed it. There's a fiber optic brain, a spray foam brain with lights, a chalkboard brain, and even a brain that appears to be sporting a mohawk and wearing a knitted sweater. It was created by artists Yara Kluver and Althea Chrome.
It was a lot of trips to the store to get the yarn, and of course, we had to mail order some of it because they didn't have the quantity, or they didn't have quite the color.
I really love this one that's knitted.
Bloomington resident Megan Neese brought her family, which was visiting from out of town.
We wanted to bring them to something different and something really kind of uniquely Bloomington in a lot of ways. And this is just one of those great examples of things that happen here.
Each brain has an accompanying sign that has facts about the brain and a QR code so you can download an app and play a brain game as you visit all the sculptures. As the crowd filtered out, the brains were loaded into trucks and taken to their locations around Bloomington.
Okay. I feel like a mother getting ready to send her babies out into the world.
The brains will be on display through the fall. And when people visit, Bolte Taylor hopes they're inspired to learn more about what's going on inside their own heads.
This is part of the blessing of me having had that stroke is it got me on a separate path, on a parallel path. I still became fascinated with the brain, but I had a certain level of freedom now to do it differently. So instead of being in the lab doing the work now I'm more gregarious, I'm more out with the people, I'm more, how do we make this fun and interesting?
Bolte Taylor's in talks to bring similar exhibits to other cities and possibly create some permanent installations as well. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Whitmire.
You can see images of the newly installed brains by visiting wfiu.org/news.